ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In the name of the one who created all beings in pairs, the leaves, the animals, and the humankind. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And most welcome to the Call of Islam Radio and the program Muslim Family.
Looking up at the sky, searching for our Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Our dear expert is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili, who has studied more than 25 years in the Islamic seminaries of Qom. And he has also a PhD in psychology from McGill University, Canada. Dr. Shamili, Assalamu alaikum and most welcome to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. In this program, you look like you have prepared new question for me, ready to answer your questions.
Inshallah.
Salams not to yourself, but to all brothers and sisters who are listening to this program.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
In this program, we will talk about Islamic sex education. Now, in the last program, we talked about that the Prophet forbade everything that has to do with isolation and worshipping Allah in isolation, away from cities, families and people, and encouraged people to come together in congregations. And he also said that to have sexual intercourse with your husband and your wife is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that doing ghusl afterwards, washing the whole body afterwards, and for every drop that falls from your body, you will get a reward for it. And that a dedicated Muslim is the one who gives everyone their rights, his family, his job, his studies, education, and so forth. Now, Dr. Shamli, we're ready to hear your words.
Yeah. Another aspect of sex education in Islam is the duration that you are allowed to leave your wife. When you are married, normally people try for the sexual intercourse.
Now, when you say leave, you mean sexual intercourse?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. You have your own normal sexual intercourse. سأل صفوان بن يحيى. صفوان بن يحيى, one of the companions of Imam Ali ibn Musa, صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. He came to Imam Rida. سأل عن رجل يكون عنده المرأة الشابة. He asked Imam that there is a person who married with a young girl. فيمسك عنها الأشهر. He says, does it any problem that someone gets married, okay, but he leaves his wife for several months? Wasana, and sometimes a year away from his wife. لا يقربها. He doesn't have any connection and any sexual intercourse. ليس يريد الإضرار بها. He doesn't want to bother her. يكون لهم مصيبة. He received a calamity. He missed someone. He is sad. He doesn't have the feeling to go toward his wife. أيكون في ذلك آثما? Is he sinful for not going to toward his wife? فقال عليه السلام إذا تركها أربعة أشهر كان آثما بعد ذلك. If you really leave your wife for 4 months, afterward, you are sinful. This is her right. Although you are sad, although you're stuck with your troubles, problems, calamities, okay, but you don't have the right to leave your wife more than 4 months.
So we have a maximum limit of leave. How long you can not have sexual intercourse with your wife.
Maximum.
And that is 4 months.
Yeah, let me just provide you additional information, then you will take your answer. For example, there are some advices with regard to sexual intercourse. Number one, don't do sexual intercourse unless you have to the wishes, the willing, the motivation, the tendency. Al-Imam al-Ridha, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh, said, لا تجامع إلا من شبق. In the Arabic term, shabak means your tendency, your willing. Okay? Don't do sexual intercourse unless you have the willing. And second, sexual intercourse must totally be hidden. Any cursor, any sign from the sexual intercourse is forbidden in the Islam. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله said, تعلموا من الغراب خصالا ثلاثة. You learn from the blackbird 3 good character. استتاره بالصفات. When they want to have sexual intercourse, they hide it. They go into a hidden place. وبكوره في طلب الرزق. When they want to go for business, they start their day early morning. They don't start late. وَحَذَرَهُ. And always, blackbird has precaution. They do not enter the, you know, jobs and activities sudden and in hurry. They always will have precaution. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was advising the Muslims and companions that not to do sexual intercourse while a baby is in the cradle looking or listening to the voices. Don't do it.
What is the reason that you're not forced you're not allowed to force yourself or your partner to have sex, that you're not allowed to have sex in front of a child who doesn't understand what is right, what is wrong, or that even the sounds when you have sexual intercourse is not allowed to reach that child? What kind of negative effect?
You know, psychologically, motivation will have impact on the child even when he is not recognizing good and bad. Even when he or she is not mature enough. Because being influenced by the motivation, by the stimuli, okay, is not something by your consciousness or by your willing or by your awareness. It is there. Babies are taking the stimuli from the environment in any way. by song, by sound, by voice, by different stimuli that are located within the environment will have impact. And Imam Sadiq,
that is for the sound.
And Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi said, spiritually this is harmful. لا يجامع الرجل امرأته ولا جاريته وفي البيت صبي فإن ذلك مما يورث الزنا. If you do it in future, this child will go and have tendency toward adultery.
That is for the part of sound.
Yeah.
What could you say for forcing, like, yourself to have sex?
If you force your partner for sex, psychologically, the message will go toward the formation of zygote and ovule in a way that in future, psychologically, they will be angry in terms of temper. While you are not willing, that person which is the product also feel forceful and always behave in a non-normal way.
So if a child gets created when you're forcing yourself to have sex or your partner,
yeah,
that will have a negative effect on the child,
on the
who
child
is created, who
anxious,
will be created,
angry, and unwillingly toward the activities. And you know, even when you address him or address her, he or she does not reply you in a normal way. And another very important advice for sexual intercourse, it is foreplay. نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله عن المواقعة قبل الملاعبة. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم forbidden any sexual intercourse before having enough play for. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things are from among tyranny and oppression. One, أن يكون بين الرجل وأهله وغاء من غير أن يرسل رسولا. When you have sexual intercourse and you do not send the messages to make the partner prepared. المزاح والقبل. And he said, what do I mean by Rasul? I mean making joke and kissing. لا يقع أحدكم على أهله مثل البهيمة. Don't do sexual intercourse like the animals. Okay? Before doing sexual intercourse, you have to kiss and have fun and jokes.
So, not having foreplay before the sexual intercourse
is a type
forbidden,
of tyranny.
It's forbidden according to Islam?
No, it's a tyranny. It's not.
It's not forbidden by the Prophet?
It's not illegal, but it's a type of oppression and tyranny toward your partner.
But when the Prophet says, "Don't do that," it's forbidding actually.
Ethically, not legally.
All right.
Because in Islam we have two types of forbidden.
So it's greatly discouraged.
Discouraged.
To not have foreplay before their actual sexual intercourse. Thank you, Dr. Shamili. Please, dear listeners, come back after the break.
Muslim Family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow men. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program Muslim Family. And we were talking with Dr. Shamli about foreplay.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you need to talk to her in a way, in a warm way. You need to show your intimacy. Yuhadithaha wa yu'anisaha. And then you go to the bed and try to have the preparation, enough preparation.
Right.
Psychologically, women have later orgasm than men. So it is strongly advised by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the infallible Imams that before sexual intercourse, you have to have, foreplay.
All right. Then but what is foreplay?
But the forms, it's due to the cultures and, individuals.
But when you say foreplay, what comes into mind is touching private parts. Is touching, only touching private parts allowed in Islam?
Yes, of course.
All right.
And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مِنَ الْعَاجِزِ فِي الرَّجُلِ. Three signs are the signs of weakness in a man, in a husband. Okay? وَالثَّالِثُ أَنْ يُغَارِبَ الرَّجُلُ جَارِيَتَهُ فَيُصِيبَهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يُحَادِثَهَا وَيُآنِسَهَا وَيُضَاجَعَهَا. Three signs are the signs of weakness in the husband. The third one is that you have sexual intercourse while you don't have enough foreplay. And they ask, what do you mean by foreplay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, talking in an intimate way. You are nisaha, showing love and intimacy, emotions. Yudaji'aha, hug her, and being with her in the bed in a totally private and intimate way. And then he add, فَيَغْذِيَ حَاجَتَهُ مِنْهَا قَبْلَ أَن تَغْذِيَ حَاجَتَهَا مِنْ. Be very careful that when you finish, let your wife to take her right from you. Don't leave her.
I heard I read a hadith about the Prophet. He said that every game is futile except archery, training one's horse, and playing with one's wife. He's talking about foreplay here.
Okay, repeat for me, please.
Every game is futile except archery, training one's horse, and playing with one's wife.
Okay.
The last part, playing with one's wife, has to do with foreplay.
Yeah. And Al-Imam Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, provides a very interesting narration. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَأْتِي أَهْلَهُ فَتَخْرُجُ مِنْ تَحْتِهِ فَلَوْ أَصَابَتْ زَنْجِيًّا لَتَشَبَّثَتْ بِهِ فَإِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ أَهْلَهُ فَلْيَكُمْ بَيْنَهُمَا مُلَاعَبَةٌ فَإِنَّهُ أَطْيَبُ لِلْأَمْرِ. If you're looking for a smooth and nice sexual intercourse, okay, before intercourse, you have to have foreplay in a way that your wife shows that she's finished too. Otherwise, if you leave her in while she's still willing, this is a kind of violation of her right. And he said this is very dangerous because your wife will think of other people to fool her. And this is dangerous. So for one of the very strong advice in your sexual intercourse, let your wife, let your partner to take her right, to finish, to show you the signs of compliment.
Sheikh Shamli, are you allowed to kiss your wife in front of mahram people, like your children?
Yes, if you
are
not,
or the wife's sister.
If you are not expressing sexual signs.
All right, no, just a kiss.
Yes, of course.
It's Allah.
Of course.
All right, because I read that kissing your wife when you're leaving the house and kissing her when you're entering the house is part of the sunnah of the Prophet.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it could be considered as sadaqah, alms.
Now many of us connect this, many of us who are grown up in the West, connect this with the Western mentality or the Western culture that you go out, before you go out, you kiss your wife. You come in, you kiss your wife. But we actually have this in our own sources. On our own and Islamic sources from 1,400 years ago.
Exactly. And one very important advice, Sayyid Wahid, for sexual intercourse is be careful to prolong, talabbuth, to prolong the sexual intercourse. Don't do it in hurry.
So prolong it. This is meant to men, right?
Both.
Both men and women, because usually men come...
Psychologically, women have delay in their orgasm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, إِذَا جَامَعَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَهْلَهُ فَلْيَسْتُقْهَا. Okay? When you have sexual intercourse, okay, try to prolong. And first, you have to make your spouse motivated. فَلْيَسْتُقْهَا means whenever you want to have sexual intercourse, you have to make her motivated. ثُمَّ إِذَا غَذَى حَاجَتَهُ قَبْلَ أَن تَغْذِيَ حَاجَتَهَا فَلَا يَعْجَلْهَا حَتَّى تَغْذِيَ حَاجَتَهَا. Look, before sexual intercourse, you have to have foreplay. You have to have precursors. If you don't have it, after your ejaculation, you need to prolong. You need to wait. You need to be patient for your partner, okay, to take her right. إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَهْلَهُ فَلَا يَعْجَلْهَا. Don't hurry, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا خَالَتَ الرَّجُلْ أَهْلَهُ. When you want to have intercourse, sexual intercourse with your wife, فَلَا يَنْزُو نَزْوَ الدِّيكِ. Don't practice like the rooster, okay? وَلْيَثْبُتْ عَلَىٰ بَتْنَهَا. And you have to stay on your wife. حَتَّى تُسِيبَ مِنْ مِثْلَ الَّذِي أَصَابَ مِنْهَا. You have to wait and stay on her body in a way that she will complete her needs as you have completed your need before her.
SubhanAllah.
Don't leave.
This is from the Prophet.
This is
very
from
detailed
the
information.
And the other one, Ibn al-Qaddah and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq said, قال رسول الله. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, إِذَا جَامَعَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَأْتِيَنَّهُنَّ كَمَا يَأْتِ الطَّيْرِ. Don't be like the birds. Go and just run. Wait. Give her time. Give her chance until she becomes complete as you have become completed. لِيَمْكُثْ وَلْيَلْبَثْ. You have to wait. You have to prolong. قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ وَلْيَتَلَبَّثْ. And you have to have prolonged until she becomes complete. And the last one, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْتِيَ زَوْجَتَهُ فَلَا يَعْجَلْهَا فَإِنَّ لِلنِّسَاءِ حَوَائِجِ. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi said, women and wives have more need in their sexual intercourse than men. Then don't go away. Wait. Give them chance to complete their rights. You have haja, you have one need, فَإِنَّ لِلنِّسَاءِ حَوَائِجِ. They have needs. And if you go away by hurry, they will be feeling a type of frustration.
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 Thank you very much, Dr. Shamili. Now to sum it up, we have a minimum and a maximum days or month that you're allowed to be away from sexual intercourse with your wife, and you're not allowed. And you're not allowed to force yourself or your partner to have sex because it can have negative effect on the child who will be produced by this action. And you should be careful that when you have sex or sexual intercourse, that your sounds should not reach a young child or a baby, because that would also have negative effect on the child when it grows up. Thank you very much. And thank you, dear listeners, for joining us in this program. Our email address is coi@irib.ir. And our web address is www.coiradio.com. Please forward your questions and we will be happy to answer them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.